This is a presentation on the evidence on effectiveness and implementation of participatory ergonomics. At the Institute for Work and Health, we've done two systematic reviews on participatory ergonomics, or PE. There are many definitions of participatory ergonomics. Our team at IWH used the following definition by Wilson and Haynes. Participatory ergonomics is the involvement of people in planning and controlling a significant amount of their own work activities with sufficient knowledge and power to influence both processes and outcomes in order to achieve desirable goals. For our first review, we wanted to find out if PE interventions were effective in improving workers' health. After a comprehensive search and analysis of the research literature, we found 12 documents meeting the criteria to answer our review question. Based on these documents, the systematic review found that there was evidence that participatory ergonomics is effective in reducing musculoskeletal symptoms, injuries, and worker compensation claims, and lost days and sickness absence. We recommend that workplaces implement PE interventions to help reduce the burden of musculoskeletal disorders. Several stakeholders who had expertise in participatory ergonomics were involved in this systematic review. One key suggestion from stakeholders once the review was completed was that they wanted our research team to review the literature to find out how to implement a participatory ergonomics intervention. So we conducted a second systematic review to look at the evidence around context, barriers, and facilitators to implementing a participatory ergonomics program in workplaces. In this review, we found 52 relevant documents with information about participatory ergonomics processes. Based on the synthesis, the team made 6 key recommendations. These recommendations address issues such as who should be on the PE team, the importance of defining responsibilities and making group decisions, among others. The review also revealed several facilitators and barriers around implementing participatory ergonomic interventions. The ones most often mentioned were the need for support, resources, and ergonomic training. Given the results of the systematic review, and based on stakeholder feedback, the research team turns attention to developing a guide for workplaces. It is called Reducing MSD Hazards in the Workplace, a Guide to Successful Participatory Ergonomics Programs. This guide is evidence-based, easy to read, and features vignettes to illustrate key messages and bring the evidence to life. It's available on our website. In closing, we could not have done this important work without the support of our funders and stakeholders. More than 80 stakeholders from 3 provinces participated in this process.